Moving on, the United Nations confirms that more than 130 people have been killed in a Saudi airstrike that hit a wedding ceremony in Yemen's southwestern province of Taiz. The attack took place in Moha town on Monday. The victims were mostly women and children. Two children also lost their lives in Saudi air attacks in Hijra province earlier on Tuesday. Several areas in Hodeidah, Sana'a, and Sada provinces were also targeted. Nearly 6,400 people have been killed since Riyadh began its war in Yemen back in March. Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and their allied army units are fighting back by pounding targets both in Yemen and inside the kingdom. In the latest attacks, Yemeni forces targeted an airbase in Saudi Arabia's Jizan region. Earlier, a Saudi soldier was killed in the same region. Yemeni forces also fired rockets at Saudi troops in Yemen's Ma'adi province, killing at least 9 soldiers. Ty Barry is an activist who joins us from Code Pink. Ty Barry, it seems like Saudi Arabia is relentless in its bombing campaign, resulting in deaths. And at this point, they're thinking that they're going to be able to win this war. Where do you see this war going when there's not even a push on the political side to make sure that things perhaps could be resolved in that aspect?
Well, I think, thank you for having me. I think that the people of Yemen for sure will never accept Hadi back, that there will be continual warfare. They will not accept an invasionary force of the Saudis. They keep calling it a coalition. There's nothing coalition about it. It's a death squad. It's an international atrocity. People at the UN, it should have been talked about every single day. The President of the United States was at the UN speaking to the atrocities that are taking place in Syria. And these things are happening every day by a friendly government to the United States called Saudi Arabia. We see Saudi Arabia, just like its partner in the region, Israel, getting away with atrocities that no other country in the world could get away with. And it's simply because of the United States winking a nod and backing with military, not only military equipment, logistics, and military support.
And why do you think it wasn't talked about as much as it should have at the UN?
Well, because this is the fact of the matter is the United States is a very powerful country on the in the permanent five, the P5, and their focus is on Syria. At the poor distress of the people of Yemen, this the fact that there was a wedding party bomb should have been screamed about. This was an atrocity. This is a human rights violation. The Saudis are trying to stop human rights groups and journalists from getting into Yemen to report on the atrocities that are taking place. And as a matter of fact, you don't see it on the American news media. This should be front page news when people are bombed and murdered, children and women and innocents alike, at a wedding party, but you don't read about it in the Washington Post. The President of the United States is going to be speaking, now has agreed to work with Iran, Russia, and Iraq in an effort to stop this group called ISIS, or IS. And it does nothing to address the issue of the humanitarian crisis that is taking place on the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen by an overwhelmingly powerful country called Saudi Arabia with U.S. backing.
Thank you for that. Ty Barry, activist from Code Pink.